All right, it is now 20 past the hour as we get back to business on First Toward Asia and our conversation with David Levy. He is chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center. In the first segment, you were talking with Brian about the possibility of the U.S. entering a recession, and if it did, that it would be a long and shallow one. And as I was listening to the conversation, I thought to myself, you know, if the U.S. does hit the skids, the Fed really doesn't have much room to move now, does it?
That's true. I'd just like to correct. Somehow there's been a miscommunication. I think that came from our forecast that the U.S. would have a relatively milder time than the rest of the world
okay.
in this particular recession. But I would certainly not want to describe it as shallow. I don't think it would be as precipitous as what we saw in the fourth quarter of 2008. But we do already have a about a 15% decline in profits over the last year and a half, and has been in the headlines, people are pretty pessimistic about what the first quarter earnings are going to be. I think that we are very near the turning point. In fact, the main reason I think we're not in recession in the first quarter is because of the underestimated effect of what a most remarkably warm winter, not only in the United States, but in the Northern Hemisphere generally.
And what has that done? I mean, is that an energy story?
No, it's really just a productivity story. If you figure that in parts of the United States, for example, Midwest or Northeast parts of the West, if there is a in a typical January, you might lose a day or two
right.
to bad weather. You start to figure out what percentage rate that is. It makes a sizable difference in the economy, and it affects also exports and imports. It's very hard to explicitly measure it, but there's a very clear impact. In fact, last 2 years, we had severe winters, last one complicated by with a port strike as well, which caused very weak first quarters and then very big jumps in the second quarters that were misleading. We're going to have the opposite this time. We should have had a strong first quarter if the economy had any strength. We had a pretty soggy one, and I think it would have been a lot worse. So I think spring will bring out some nasty surprises to the markets.
You know, to get back to monetary policy, we know what central bankers have been doing, throwing everything and the kitchen sink at the problem. We've got negative rates in Japan and Europe. Demand issue is still a problem. I understand that. Is this the point that we should be talking about preemptive fiscal stimulus, saying to lawmakers, I know that they're struggling with that in Europe right now, look, you have to kind of grease the wheels here a little bit. Otherwise, it's going to be some tough sledding going forward.
Well, Doug, I'm glad you brought that back because it is a critically important difference in this cycle from any other. The effects of negative rates are really limited, how much and not practical beyond a point. And quantitative easing has some but an exaggerated effect. Nothing like being able to really move interest rates down, and we don't have that. If we could come up with the ideal policies, we certainly would probably have planning some major fiscal infrastructure, some other things. But obviously, with our political situation, I don't think anything's going to happen until probably after the next election, or at least not until after the economy is in much worse trouble.
So from your point of view as a forecaster, give me your best case for the global economy in 2016.
Do you mean the most optimistic or
yeah,
the most likely?
Yeah, most
well,
optimistic.
The most optimistic in one sense may be to start getting this, working through the recession that's coming because before the excesses become larger. But I think from a short-term point of view, in order to get through, we need China to do something more meaningful to give its economy a boost. And we need some kind of, whether it's fiscal help or some positive surprise in the United States. And Europe's got to go, I think, beyond just not backing off from austerity. They'd have to do something more aggressive, and I don't know if they're politically able to. So I don't think that case is very likely, but you could avoid a global recession through the year with some luck with that. I don't think that's a very likely scenario.
David, great to get your insight. Thanks so much for being with us. David Levy, chairman of Jerome Levy Forecasting Center, our special guest here on First Toward Asia. Japanese and Australian equities trade in about 35 minutes from now. We'll update top business stories next.